There is coming a great deceiver who will deceive the whole world.
How can Christians identify the Antichrist?
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Because of God's incredible love and His mercy, He's given us His Word to warn us about the future events that are unraveling now. America has been sheltered from tyranny, sheltered from the atrocities that have destroyed people and nations in the past. But is God removing His protective hand from our nation?
Is the Antichrist soon to appear on the world stage, plummeting this world into economic chaos and tyranny?
That's an excellent question. To answer that, Pastor John Hagee is a senior pastor at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. In August 2015, Pastor Hagee spoke at the End Times Prophecy Conference called Victory Conference.
God's judgment is coming to this nation. Right now, corruption in America is running amok. We don't feel like that politicians can be brought to justice because the corruption is so fierce. I assure you, the day is going to come when God Almighty will judge this nation, and every person in Washington, D.C. will answer for the corruption that they have allowed to prosper in the United States of America. God judged Noah's generation that mocked the message of salvation, that salvation being the ark. God drowned every human being on the planet because they rejected the message of redemption. He proved that He is the judge of all the earth. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah for their sexual lifestyle. And listen to this clearly. God will have to judge America, or He will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. We are no better. God is going to judge America for the 60 million innocent children that have been murdered in the womb of the mother under the banner of pro-choice. Proverbs 6:17 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Hello, Planned Parenthood. Selling the body parts of infants is barbaric. You don't belong in a civilized society. I call on every member of Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. Take our tax dollars away from them.
It's not surprising that Pastor John Hagee called Planned Parenthood barbaric for selling baby body parts. The amazing thing is that this so-called Christian nation not only allows this atrocity, but through our taxes we are funding their holocaust of innocent babies. How long will God be merciful to this nation?
Charles Krismeyer is president of Save America Ministries. He was a trial attorney for 20 years and a pastor for 37 years. Chuck Krismeyer hosts a daily radio program called Viewpoint, and he is the author of several books, including this great book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter.
Microsoft, on March 26, 2020, filed a patent application bearing the number 60606 to establish a virtual digital currency. Could this be the chip needed for people to buy or sell? Because if you can't buy or sell, you can't buy food. You can't go to a hospital. You can't pay for your utilities, your rent, buy a house or car. So this mark could mean starvation. If you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, you could be executed as a traitor.
Before this moment in time, it was technologically impossible to fulfill the prophecy of the mark of the beast. And then all of a sudden, right as the COVID issue is sweeping across the world, Bill Gates, who has been doing everything he could, dedicating his billions to global vaccination, files a patent application with the U.S. Patent Office, March 26, 2020, for the express purpose of now linking vaccinations with nano expression that will enable a cashless society. In fact, it will totally replace all cash, so that all buying and selling, all transactions must pass through this nano dot expression that is inserted in your body.
Okay, so is this leading up to the mark? Because the beast says, get a mark in the right hand or forehead, and no man can buy or sell except he has the mark or the name of the beast or the right. number of his name.
Yes, I do believe that is true. This is moving very rapidly now. So they're saying you are going to have to get the vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, you're not going to be able to do anything. So people asked Joe Biden, are you going to mandate the vaccine? And he said, no, I don't think it'll be necessary for the government to mandate a vaccine because all the businesses and every other enterprise in the country will mandate it. So how does that work? Let's suppose you're a teacher. Your school system says you can't teach unless you have the vaccine. The business you work at, whether it's a bank, grocery store, wherever it is, you can't work unless you have the vaccine. But suppose you're a nurse or a doctor. Already they're facing that. Imagine a whole country now and the whole world being told you can't work. You can't go in the store unless you can prove you have the vaccine. A former candidate for the Democratic presidency this last year came out with the idea, you know, the way to solve that is just have one of these QR spots, and you get one of those when you get the vaccine, and all you have to do is show that. You see how close we are?
Yeah.
It's happening so rapidly.
Yeah, I agree.
That it makes your head spin.
Yeah, so this small mark just under your skin, it'd be like a barcode or tattoo to let authorities know you've been immunized, you've been vaccinated. Mexico, Russia, Switzerland, Venezuela, Colombia have all embedded subdermal chips into their government staff to stop kidnapping. Homeland Security has a new implantable chip called MMEA to enable a controller to read a person's thoughts, feelings, and allow them to direct people's thoughts like robots. I got that out of your book, Chuck.
Well, there are a lot of things you can get out of that book because it's 450 pages.
Yes, I know.
I felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to write it. It's helping people to apply the Bible.
Okay, and what you brought up was very pertinent about the vaccine and how they may force people to get the vaccine. But I'm wondering, what about the people that are not going to get the vaccine? Because I have plenty of friends, including myself, I'm my own friend, that I don't want to get the vaccine.
So you say, well, I don't want to. You have free choice not to get it, but you're not going to work here anymore.
Well, I'll work here.
You're not going to teach in this school district anymore. You're not going to work in this government office anymore. You begin to get the point?
Yes, and you can't shop.
And you can't shop. So these are indirect ways of compelling every man, woman, and child to do the will of the rising global government. That's really what it amounts to.
Well, you can see how they're going to do that, because they're going to say if you get the chip, then that'll stop ID theft, that'll stop counterfeiting, stop drug trafficking. But the surveillance will be unreal. They'll be able to control everyone. They'll know where you are. They'll know everything about you. But if you take this mark of the beast, just so you can buy food, so you don't starve, but from God's perspective, we have deified a man, the master deceiver, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
People might say, Chuck, if I take the mark, I'm not worshiping the beast. What do you say?
Well, let's find out what God says. In Revelation chapter 14, he very clearly says, without mistake, you take the mark, it's an act of worship. You take the mark, it's an act of worship, and you have already expressed your final allegiance to Satan and his dominion, to his kingdom. Those who take the mark, which is, from God's perspective, an act of putting your trust in the new global government and its titular savior called the Antichrist, that is indeed a declaration that you have submitted to his authority rather than Christ as king. Therefore, you have signed your warrant that you will suffer the same penalty that he will in the lake of fire.
That's so powerful, Chuck Krizmar. But think about it. Taking the mark of the beast shows obedience to Antichrist and a loyalty to Satan and not to God. Trusting our enemy instead of our God means your eternal destiny will be in the lake of fire with Satan forever.
But what about America? Will the great deceiver, the Antichrist, seek to destroy America? Here's Pastor John Hagee.
Daniel 8:24 states that the Antichrist will seek to destroy the mighty. That means mighty nations. That would be America. And then he will seek to destroy the holy people. The holy people are the Jewish people. Why will the Antichrist hate the Jewish people? Because he hates, the Antichrist hates what God loves. God loves the Jewish people. They are the apple of his eye. God loves the Jewish people because they gave us They gave us Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They gave us the prophets. Salvation is of the Jews. Say that with me. Salvation is of the Jews. That's in your Bible. That means take away the Jewish contribution to Christianity, and there would be no Christianity. The Antichrist will be shot in the head by a Jewish person who has figured out through Hebrew geometria that the sum of the letters of his last name equal the number 666. The Antichrist will recover miraculously from being shot in the head, emulating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he recovers from the gunshot, he is going to be Hitler on steroids.
Can you imagine Hitler on steroids? That's the Antichrist. Just as Hitler was used by Satan, so the Antichrist will be totally used by Satan to be as merciless as Hitler on steroids. Chuck Crismier, God has blessed America because we were one nation under God. Our official motto is, in God we trust. But is that true today? Do we really trust only in God, or do we trust in man? Our society and our schools have removed every vestige of God and substituted man for God. That's called humanism, where man is the measure of all things, and God and his commandments are irrelevant to our secular society.
Having rejected the God who made and preserved us a nation, we are now substituting man and his best efforts to create peace. It is not going to be a pretty picture. It is going to be Rome on steroids. Augustus Caesar was the founder of the Roman Empire. He was deified, as were subsequent Roman emperors. But when Jesus was crucified 30 years later, Pontius Pilate asked the religious leaders of his day, "Shall I crucify your king?" And their response was, "We have no king but Caesar." And that's what we're about to get. Caesar, the final Roman emperor who will actually be manifested as the imposter, the Antichrist, the son of perdition.
Okay, so Chuck, do you think that America fits into this end time prophecy, and are we closer than we think?
We're absolutely closer than we think. Just because we've been an exceptionalist nation, that we're the exception to God's rule, to all of the warnings of Scripture, because of a coming counterfeit Christ.
Boy, you have a fascinating book here, and you had a quote, "The Western mind can't even conceive of the horrors of communism." That Lenin caused 6 million to die. He paved the way for Joe Stalin, who killed 25 million Russians. Hitler and Mao, and we can't believe the horrors of dictatorial atrocities, because God has really sheltered this nation from such atrocities.
Well, that's right. Bob and Jerry, there is such an idea that we are exclusionary from every other area of the world, including all of history. And the reality is, it ain't true. The warnings of Scripture are to every person. This is something that people don't realize and don't want to admit. Pastors don't want to admit it. But all of the warnings of Scripture, all of them, are to professing believers. All of them. They're not to pagans. Because, as Jesus said, the pagans are condemned already. It's not that Christians should not be evangelizing or reaching out to the lost. But how are we, who are supposed to be the light of the world, if the light that's in us has become darkness? We cannot shed the light out of our darkness. Therefore, all the warnings of Scripture, particularly regarding these end times, are to professing believers. We are the ones that need to prepare the way of the Lord in our own hearts and lives. Because not everyone who says unto me, "Lord, Lord," is going to inherit the kingdom, but they who do the will of my Father, in other words, who obey God. The most hated word in the church today, here on the near edge of the second coming, is the word obey. It's deemed to be a four-letter word. So we get out from under it by calling it legalism, and yet Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. If you don't love me, you won't obey me. But if you do love me and keep my commandments, I and my Father will manifest ourselves to you. The problem is with God's people. They are the ones that need to be prepared to be able to identify this counterfeit Christ. Don't say we're out of here, we don't have to be worried about that. If that were true, then all the warnings of Scripture would become meaningless or moot.
In the church, there's such a love of the world. So if we really love the Father, then we don't have that love of the world, but it's permeated the church. And so if you have that love of the world, then how can you obey God?
Absolutely.
You want to know why we've gotten this far down the road? Because the church was designed to be salt and light. And we became soft and easy on sin. And we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And now we've gotten to the place that the most vulgar, unbelievable, ungodly, wretched lifestyle does not bring a reaction from the church. I want you to hear the Bonhoeffer statement. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. God is watching. End of quote. Bonhoeffer paid with his life for making that statement. Hitler murdered him. But it was true then, and it's true now.
That's a great quote. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. Our culture doesn't have any idea what's evil and what's good. We're living in a deceived nation ripe and ready for the great deceiver, the Antichrist. We've become a culture that may appear Christian, but our hearts are far from God.
Jesus spoke to the religious leaders of his day, who the people thought were big cheese religiosities. But Jesus said, "Your lips sound like you're on my side, but your hearts are far from me." How we live is the reflection of who we really are in our hearts.
Well, this is really fascinating because if you think about it, Paul, Peter, and John also warned of this great deception, a falling away. Why? Because this imposter, this Antichrist, will deceive the whole world by being so compelling that he's going to draw vast numbers of people, even professing Christians, into his false global kingdom, promising peace and prosperity. That ultimately leads to hell.
Exactly. Everybody wants peace. Who doesn't want peace and who doesn't want prosperity? The problem is that if you reject God's version, if you reject Christ and his promise, you will necessarily be cast upon a whole nother agenda, and that is Satan's version of shalom, or peace and prosperity. Beginning back in the 1950s, the formation of the European Union formed on the basis of security and prosperity. And now, with the catapulting of the globalization through the COVID virus, we see the entire effort for peace and prosperity being moved dramatically into godless peace and prosperity, which in 2021, with the World Economic Forum gathering, will be their number one agenda to launch the world into the one world order.
Okay.
That's their goal, and that's why all of the election problems that we've been having have occurred. It has to do with the belief that we were on the near edge of launching this expected one world government, one world order through Hillary Clinton. It didn't happen.
Right.
And so they have to get rid of Donald Trump because he said, no, we're going to make America great again. In other words, my job as president is not to be president of the world. It's to be president of my country. And they say, no, we're not going to have that allegiance anymore. We're going to get rid of that allegiance so that you will have your allegiance only to a global government.
And Bob and I saw this alarming video, the Global Reset meeting in Davos, Switzerland, with Soros.
Exactly.
And quite a few leaders. People don't realize behind the scenes they have been orchestrating this, and it's coming to pass. And like you said, exactly, they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump even in 2015, even when he first said he was going to run. 4 years they're trying to get rid of him. And so
right.
Do you think this ties in with the election fraud?
Oh, absolutely. It's 100% tied in with it. They're desperate. Their mindset is, we can never again let happen what happened in 2016.
Yeah, but what gets me is why the federal government didn't stand behind their president.
Because the federal government, you've heard the phrase deep state?
Yes.
It's unfortunate that that term has been used, because what it really is those committed to global government.
Uh-huh.
It's a false allegiance. They do not pledge allegiance to the flag in the republic for which it stands anymore. No, it's about, we know better. We have a better idea. And to use the phrase that Joe Biden has picked up, build back better, you know where that came from?
No.
The World Economic Forum. That's where it came from. And now that exactly that same phrase is being used throughout many of the leaders of Europe. Build back better. This is the phrase of the global reset, which is a euphemism for the one world government that is coming to usher in the grand savior that Satan is going to present to save the world. That's why I have a chapter in the book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, a chapter titled Savior Politics. It's shocking. All over the world, Savior, 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 Savior. The world is just literally like dogs out hunting for a Savior.
Well, a good example, Chuck, would be when Obama ran. People just worshipped him. Pretty amazing. He comes on the scene basically out of nowhere, and they want him back. And I've seen a resurgence of Obama lately.
Well, indeed, you're seeing a resurgence of Obama in the form of Joe Biden. He is the resurrecting Obama, so to speak. He is the one that's being orchestrated behind the scenes by Obama with bringing into his cabinet and into his sphere all of those who were part of Obama's team and who were set intent on launching a new world order. So when you start looking at it from a biblical viewpoint, this is not really a mystery. It's really not that difficult to see or understand. This book is about preparing the reader to deal with the issues that are coming, which the majority of professing Christians, very sadly, are not prepared, including their pastors.
Boy, that's for sure. It's easy for Christians to think that they could identify the Antichrist thinking he'll have horns or something, but they could easily be fooled. You put in your book, The Global Government System, and you refer to it as a woman riding a beast. Is the beast the European Union?
The beast, I believe, is the entire resurrecting Roman Empire. You see, the Roman Empire never really died. In fact, if you look around, the whole Western world is, in fact, the remnants of the Roman Empire. Whether it's in North America, South America, Central America, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the whole Western world is the remnant of the ancient Roman Empire. Roman capitals, Roman numerals, Roman this, Roman that, Roman laws, and even Romance languages. The word Romance languages comes from the word Rome. The language is representative of ancient Rome. And so what we're seeing is, starting with the European Union, which the Pope actually deified virtually, he beatified the founders of the European Union, saying they were sent by God, basically, to redeem the world. This is amazing. Amazing. And when you find three consecutive popes now who have decreed the New World Order, who have called for a one world, not only a one world government, but a one world economy, and particularly the most recent pope, Francis, who is doing everything he can to pander in the name of Rome, to pander, to gather more and more peoples around the globe, including Chinese communists under his mothering wings.
Well, so is that a one world religion too then?
Exactly. That's exactly what the Bible tells us is going to happen.
The Antichrist will create a one-world religion. He will set his image up in the city of Jerusalem and command for the world to worship him. Those who do not will be killed on the spot. That's in Revelation, the 13th chapter. Imagine a world filled with demonized Satan worshipers. The war against Christianity has just begun, and it's going to get worse until the rapture of the church. And the Antichrist will come out of the original Roman Empire. Daniel 7 and 8, Daniel 9, 26. The European Union has reunified most of the original Roman Empire. It is a massive prophetic fulfillment.
The secular one world government people, the globalists, they are godless for the most part. But they know that without some strong religious component, they will be powerless to ultimately bring about this one world government. Therefore, they must have a religious component that is perceived throughout the world as worthy of trust. And that's the Vatican.
The Vatican plans to make Jerusalem the capital of the world with the temple.
Absolutely. Isn't that amazing?
That is. The Temple Mount would be under the control of the Pope. That's astounding.
Precisely what their intentions are. We have what is known as the Vatican. It is the smallest state in the world, has no army, but is perceived in many respects to be the most powerful geopolitical state in the world, more powerful than China, more powerful than Russia, and so on, because of the trust that is reposed in a fellow by the name of the Pope, the papacy.
We'll continue with our guest, Charles Krismayer, next time. Charles Krismayer is the author of Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. Chuck Krismayer said, having rejected the God who blessed our nation and preserved us, has substituted man as God, as our schools have switched God for man, humanism, decades ago.
Our nation is deceived and open for the great deceiver, Satan's Antichrist, who will deceive even many Christians. As Jesus said, many will turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
That means even if most people turn away from the faith in Jesus Christ, you can be one of those who keep the faith and stand firm to the end. You will be saved. How can you be sure? Paul the Apostle wrote Timothy, he said, quote, "Study to show yourself approved by God, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That means study the Bible and grow strong in your faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1822, The Great Deceiver, Part 1. That's number 1822, The Great Deceiver, Part 1. The CD also includes next week's program, Part 2. And you can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. Give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and to depart from evil is understanding. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.